We have all been there, whether traveling abroad or short on time at home. Fast food is expected to be an option that's not just fast, but cheap, too. And many times a meal at a chain restaurant provides a dish our taste buds recognize.
You want something to order?
Yeah, yeah, just a Big Mac menu, medium size, with a Sprite. It's a mid menu.
For takeaway?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much will that cost?
$12.50.
Our taste buds may recognize the food, but we may not believe our ears when we reach for our wallet.
But it's normal in Switzerland. The prices are so high.
Basel native Michael is outside a group of cafes and restaurants in Bern.
You earn a little bit more than other countries, but the prices are really, really high. I think people in Switzerland they want to pay that. If they didn't want to pay that, they wouldn't pay, but they pay that.
Michael says eating at a restaurant in Switzerland, fast food or gourmet, will run nearly double the price for similar fare abroad. And it seems high costs are not limited to food. A whole host of goods in Switzerland are pricey. Ria Beltrami is the supply chain director for McDonald's Switzerland.
If a foreigner comes to a Swiss McDonald's restaurant, well, maybe he's going to be surprised, but he will be surprised if he goes to the cinema. He will be surprised if he goes to any other kind of market. So he really has to get used to it.
Beltrami says McDonald's in Switzerland has some 98 million customers a year who think there is a good balance for quality of food and price. Prices seem higher because they are.
We have different product costs in Switzerland. We have different labor costs. I mean, if you rent a building, it costs a lot more than if you rent a building in Europe. And I think our guests, they know that. And there is no discussion about our prices.
That explains, I would say, roughly about 50% of the price difference. There we have legal framework, other requirements, wages, rents, etc.
Stefan Meyerhans is the government's price watchdog.
The other 50% is really, I think, an increased hunger of a high margin and the willingness of people and the readiness accepting this pricing level.
Meyerhand says because there is not obvious suffering from high prices in Switzerland, there is no strong backlash from consumers. He points to a study that named service and quality the top two priorities for Swiss shoppers. Price came in third.
But I also honestly think that we have a general problem in too high markups, too big a margin. And I honestly think that is a general problem with discriminating basically Swiss consumers or people buying stuff in Switzerland.
Meyerhand says looking for more profit is a natural part of a free market. But Sarah Stalder, the president of the Swiss Consumer Protection Organization, says prices are just too high.
That's a problem of all international organizations, and they have prices, they are 10, 20, 50% more than in the other countries, and that's not right.
Stalder there, referring to foreign companies doing business in Switzerland, she says despite import costs, the difference in price between the EU and Switzerland is still too great.
Thank you.
Price watchdog Meyerhand says consumers need to speak up if they feel prices are too high, either by writing him a letter or by just asking to pay less. He also says having consumers and politicians talking about high prices is a good way to combat them, because transparency will help the customer get a fair price or decide to look for one somewhere else, like in the EU. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.